Businesswomen of faith, Ashley Winston is here to help you with real talk, real advice, and real commitment to become exactly who God predestined you to be. A confident leader, an overcomer, a strong woman of faith. Your journey to God's best has already been planned. You just have to follow it. Head over to Ashley's website, theashleywinston.com. You'll find her books, Break Free, You Are Enough, and The 7 Secrets to Living Your Best Life, as well as her 7 Secrets to Living Your Best Life training course. No matter what life throws at you, there's a way to break free and be unstoppable. Sign up for Ashley's email list and you'll get the first chapter of her new book for free. Just go online to theashleywinston.com today.
You guys, I'm so excited to be back with you on the Break Free podcast. It's been a while. I have been enjoying my summer, to say the least. I have just taken some time off for myself, which I think is so important to do, especially in a season like this, because there's so much going on. I needed to just regroup, spend some time with God, get back in my workout, learn some, you know, read up on some new recipes. And I've been traveling a little bit here with the guest who's on the Break Free podcast today with us, Miss Charlotte A. Betts. We've been to Michigan, we went on a road trip, we went to New York, I've been to their garden. We've been just doing a lot of things. And I'm so excited to have Charlotte A. Betts with us on the Break Free podcast today. Her nickname that I gave her is Spike Lee, and you'll find out why in just a little bit. Charlotte, welcome.
Ashley, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. We have indeed been enjoying our summer. She has come to our garden. She's actually taken a road trip to our house that itself is a trip. So thank you so much for that. But yeah, I'm excited to be here. I feel like it's long overdue. We have a lot to chat about.
I agree. And I've been wanting to do this, like you said, for a while, especially after you had me on your faith chats, which was a huge success. I loved being a part of that. Can you just tell our listeners a little bit about Faith Chats real quick?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Faith Chat is a part of Pine Size Faith. And basically it was introduced in, I think it was in March for Women's History Month. Yes, it was in March of 2020 that we kicked it off. And Ashley was part of it. And, you know, we're just excited to be even able to bring it back as part of our community with Pine Size Faith. And Ashley kicked it off. Ashley dropped some gems, but there were some other ladies that were there too. And, you know, that's what it is. Basically, Faith Chats is about encouraging people, women specifically, for the month of March. But yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the next one. It was powerful. I enjoyed it. I watched, I think, all but one every Sunday, which I thought was a great time to have them on Sunday evenings, right? Because people are kind of winding down.
Yeah.
You know, they watch church in the morning and, you know, you're kind of getting ready for your week. So I really enjoyed it so much. If you don't know, let me just formally, Charlotte's my friend, but let me just give a better introduction here. Charlotte A. Betts is a storyteller and digital content creator, you guys. She is the bomb. She's so good. She's worked with so many different companies. I mean, JCPenney, Chick-fil-A. I know I was with you when we went to Michigan and you were creating content for Kalamazoo, right?
Yeah.
And you're just so gifted. How did you get into storytelling?
I always share this story because I always say, you know, my motto is, my mission is, it always starts with a story. So here's mine. In 2002, I had viewed a commercial by IKEA when I lived in Ottawa, Canada. So I'm from Ontario originally. I grew up there. And the commercial was so powerful. It moved me. And typically, you know, I don't get moved that easy. When it comes to commercial, I'm not easily influenced. And so I was just so impressed. I was impressed with the commercial itself. And I wanted to be able to create the same type of feeling that it gave me. And I'm big on storytelling, you know, and that's how I got into it. I moved to Chicago from Ottawa, and God led me to basically working in the digital media field in different capacities. So I was working at Apple first, and then that's really where, you know, it started for me, and I've been doing it ever since.
Yeah. And you do such a great job. You know, I, as your friend working and seeing, or seeing you work behind the scenes, you know, you're so good at telling a full story in such a short amount of time, which I am not good at, right? I want to tell you everything that happens in the story, right?
Yeah.
So anytime I need help, guys, I'm like, Charlotte, how can I condense this? She can do it in literally a moment, like in a moment, literally. And you're such a wonderful writer as well.
You know, it means the world to me from Ashley, because Ashley does not just dish out compliments. Okay. So
I give a decent amount.
Well, yours have weight, you know, cause you've worked in production for quite some time yourself. You're a whole producer, but that's for another story, another day. In terms of writing, I've always enjoyed writing. I think this was something that I started doing again, when I lived in Ottawa back home. My father used to, I share the story every time. My father used to make me stay home during summer months and read books and write basically book reports. And that's how I got into it. And I think it's funny that I'm also into just like storytelling as a whole, because I think that's where also the foundation came from, right? So mm-hmm. Yes, most of my writing you can find on my blog, but also I do a weekly newsletter for Pine Size Faith, where I send out a devotional of sorts weekly that encourages people through faith. And so, yes, I do write as well.
Yes, I get those newsletters, friend. I do. And they're so good and powerful and encouraging. You have such a vast background of how you, I'm listening to you differently, clearly, right? As the host of the Break Free podcast versus when I'm just listening to you as, you know, my friend, it's different. Right. Right. And I'm just thinking about how all of those experiences, really how they all came together for you to now be this entrepreneur who is so multifaceted, who is creating content for these corporations and writing. And now you have Pine Size Faith, you have a media company. And there's, can you tell us a little bit about each one of your companies?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So Pine Size Faith, again, it always starts with a story, right? And Pine Size Faith began in 2015. We launched in 2015, and it started as kind of like just a side hobby, like a side hustle type of thing.
Where were you working when you were starting it?
I was working at Enterprise. Did you know this?
I remember you saying that, but I'm putting the timeline together. Yeah, now, during the episode. Yeah.
So I was working at Enterprise at the time. The idea actually came to me in 2012 when I was pregnant with Naraya. And I was always looking for things that, you know, would be my personal approach to style is very minimal. I don't like a lot of fluff. I'm very simple. So when I was looking for, you know, clothes or tees for my daughters that were faith-based, I couldn't find anything that matched my style, right? So I decided to create it. So it really started because of Micah and Naraya. So that's what was established in 2015 due to the girls. And it just kind of grew from there on. So I was working at Enterprise. So again, it was just a side hustle for my husband and I. And then I moved to Apple. And I was still doing Pine Size Faith. And then I left my job at Apple. And we'll get into that in a second, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And then I also created Pine Size Faith. Was also kind of linked to motherhood, because I also had a blog called Milk and Honey, where I would share on motherhood and how it was still cool to be a mom. You know, you can still be a mom and be cool. And so it started with one thing and led to another. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And from there on, I launched my personal Charlotte A. Betts, where I actually leverage my blogging, where I don't necessarily have to post the brands on my Instagram. You know what I mean? When I think about it right now and I talk about it, I'm like, I'm seeing how like the hand of God was everywhere.
Right. That's that
at a time. So thank you, Ashley.
I was thinking about that when you were telling your introduction, because oftentimes, you know, in entrepreneurship, the thing that you start out with is not the thing, but it leads to the thing that you end up doing, that you end up thriving in, right? Yeah. I mean, when I first started my business, I didn't think I would be doing a podcast. Wow. That was never even a thought.
Yeah.
Right. I wasn't thinking about writing books. And now, you know, this whole, all this other production stuff, I definitely was not thinking about production.
Right. Okay?
So yeah. So that led you into, so you have, so the listeners, you know, can understand you have Pint Size Faith. Mm-hmm. And if you guys haven't checked out Pint Size Faith, you should go. I have several pieces from Pint Size Faith. You go to pintsizefaith.com. I am, I love graphics. I love text. So that's why I love their clothes, because their clothes are, their apparel, it's inspirational. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, all different, I saw you have the dress on there right now, the black dress. If you haven't, well, just go to pintsizefaith.com and check it out. Okay. Cause I gotta get my hands on one of those dresses.
Yeah,
but their clothes are just great. And I love that. And then of course your media company, which you're launching, right. In the near future.
Yes. So we have Alua Media, which is basically a media company where we actually create content for corporations what Alua Media, what I want to do there is simply create content that's going to shift the culture.
Okay.
And it's still in the works. Basically, we're writers, we're creatives, or Spike Lee's.
That's why I call her Spike. Because remember when Spike came out, it was fresh. It was something different.
Yes.
Right? It was, you know, I don't know, just provoked thought.
Yeah. And that's really what we're looking to create, content that starts conversation, that, you know, pulls the strings of your heart, that change culture, which is very different from what we're seeing right now. So that's what we're trying to do. What we're not trying, we're going to do.
Yeah. And you're doing it now. Absolutely. You're doing it now. Absolutely. It's just going to get bigger and better and move into God's best for you guys and your family and your girls. I see them in your content. I love how you include them in the content that you create. They're so great. Micah and Naraya, they're awesome. You know, I do want to talk about motherhood. If you're just tuning in or you just fast forwarded or whatever you did on this episode, you're listening, we're talking about marriage, motherhood, and media with Charlotte A. Betts, owner of Pint Size Faith. And I want to ask you a question or two still about the business and about business and entrepreneurship before we shift into marriage and motherhood. On this journey, Charlotte, what's been the biggest lesson that you've learned about yourself as an entrepreneur?
I'm tougher than I thought it was. When it comes to entrepreneurship, I can persevere in situations that I didn't know I could persevere. And if you are an entrepreneur and you can attest to this, it takes thick skin. Mm-hmm. It takes thick skin because entrepreneurship, especially in the beginning stages for us, we didn't know what we were doing. We were just kind of like started as a hobby, but we didn't really understand the structure that needed to be behind entrepreneurship.
Structure.
It has to be structure. And as you know, we started as a side hustle. So when you have a side hustle, for us at least, we didn't feel like we needed a structure because we had actual jobs that, you know, provided for us. Well, not jobs, but we had a source of income, right? So it's a side hustle. But when you move into full-time entrepreneurship and you don't have structure, and your business can crumble. So basically, I understand now that the biggest lesson that I had as far as it relates to entrepreneurship was you have to have thick skin, because setting up structure takes time and patience and perseverance and all these things. You need to be able to have a firm foundation. So that's what it boils down to. You know, that's one of the biggest lessons I've learned.
That's good. I like what you're saying, but I want you to tell our listeners how you learned that lesson. Give us an example of something you went through.
Okay. A pivotal moment for me was when everything stopped, because I was doing the same thing and I was not changing. I didn't realize that in entrepreneurship, you have to shift as the times shifted. And so I didn't know that not creating, I'm going to give you an example. What's the example I can use? Old ways don't bring new revenue. That's what I was in a nutshell. So basically, if you're doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results, that's not going to happen. So what I had to understand, the perseverance was to be able or willing to learn new ways to do business. And you have to persevere and keep going with that, because it doesn't happen overnight. You don't learn everything overnight. And so that's what, for me, when I was seeing that things were not moving as they should, I had to change my strategy. But learning new strategies when you begin as a side hustler takes time. But
when you say, I just want to be clear, because, you know, we're all about giving people the truth that will help them break free.
Yeah.
When you say they weren't moving, what did that look like?
Sales were not coming in. So what we're used to, we're not seeing anymore. Do you understand? Because times were changing. I hope that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to know what we're talking about. Changing with, right, could be with your team or that. You're talking about money was not coming in.
Money was not coming in as it should. And I'll tell you why it was important when we get into the reason why I left Apple and things like that. But it was important for me to be able to have sales, because that's where we were. You know what I mean? But we're also serving people. But I mean, in a nutshell, the business was about revenue. So when we saw that, we're like, what needs to be changed? We didn't understand. And again, the foundation and the perseverance, to the willingness to learn, to do things, we're able to, you know, get over that hump. But again, go ahead.
Right. That's good. So why did you leave Apple?
You know, it's so funny. I always share this story because I personally did not want to leave, but my time was done, according to the Lord. So I started working at Apple. I think it was in 2014. I left in 2018. I left because the Lord told me to leave. And at the time, I thought I was crazy, and I thought it was a crazy idea. But you know, I it took a while. I'm going to be honest. It took a while for me to actually obey and leave when he told me to leave, because I couldn't make sense of it. It just didn't make any sense. And the timing was so off, considering that I had two children. School year was going to be starting. We have two incomes. And then, you know, what are you saying, Lord? But yeah, I left because the Lord told me to leave. And now that I look back at it, it makes sense, because there are lessons to be learned. There were stewardship lessons, customer service lessons that I learned, digital media, provision, trust. And I never lacked anything. Like, he really showed me that he was the provider at that time, but it didn't make sense. You talking about pint-sized faith? I'll show you pint-sized faith. Literally, that's what it was, right? So I remember he kind of like planted the seed in my mind slowly so I can be ready when the time comes. My husband was already prepared for it too. I feel like the Lord had prepared him ahead of time, because when I told him that the Lord was leading me to leave my job, his answer was, okay, who in their right mind, right? But anyway, that's my story. But yeah, so how it happened was, I would hear scriptures through the Holy Spirit, things like, you can't put old wine into new wineskins. Or a lady, a friend of mine that I knew was visiting, I think I shared the story with you, she was visiting, and we met up at Portillo's, and we were talking, and she said, oh, you know, I write really, you know, nice resignation letters. And I was thinking, well, that's odd. Like, this is not the topic of conversation.
Right, we're not talking about that.
And, well, to make a long story short, I remember May 7th is the day I woke up that morning, and the Lord said, today's the day you're going to tell your manager that you're leaving Apple. And then I said, okay. And then I said, but are you going to get, I don't know what date, what are we saying? Are we saying 2 weeks? I'm having this conversation with the Lord as we're having this conversation.
Yeah, sure.
And then he says, oh, he'll tell you what day. And so rightfully so, that's exactly how it happened. I told him I was leaving. He says, what day is your last day? I said, I don't know. He says, okay, well, we'll do it the 27th. That's going to be your last day. And I haven't been, I left May 27, 2018. And I've been going full force as an entrepreneur since then. And I'm not going to say it was easy, because it wasn't. I was not the person that I am today back then. I didn't understand a lot of things. But, you know, now that
I regret it, do you regret it?
No, I do not. I do not.
The reason I asked you that is because I think there's somebody listening somewhere who needs to leave their job. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And they know they need to leave. Mm-hmm. And God's been talking to them about leaving probably for the last year or so, but it's scary, you know? Mm-hmm. And if you are that person that I'm talking about right now and you're listening, Charlotte is an example, right? Of how God really did provide and carry you through. And you know, my story is different in the sense of I didn't necessarily quit. They fired me. one of my contracts, because I wouldn't leave. Like, literally, like, God kept telling me, like, you need to, like, go on. I was too scared. I didn't want to, like, I was making decent money as a contractor, going all these different schools, and I had money from entertainment coming. Like, I had multiple streams of income in like my mid-20s. I was getting money already, because I was in movies some a little bit. I had movie money, like commercial money. Like, I had all different types of things moving. So I didn't want to give that up. And he was talking about something I had nothing that I didn't know about. He was like, start a small group for women. I'm like, I have never talked to women before. I have never done anything with women. I've only worked in schools and in business and stuff like that. But I just wouldn't leave. I wouldn't leave. And literally, after working in schools for, I think, about 15 years, getting contracts, word of mouth with no marketing, that final contract, they were like, it was something great. Well, actually, they told one of the kids or one of the teachers told them I was preaching. that I was preaching to the kids or something like that. Because, you know, I was doing personal development and leadership training through the arts in the schools and some arts education stuff as well. I was still doing like theater and writing and all that. But somebody went and told the principal or something that I was preaching. And that was a clue, because that's what I needed to move into was ministry. Wow. I probably was preaching looking back. At the time, I didn't feel like I was. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm just empowering these kids. Why are you guys like giving me such a hard time? But I guess I was going too hard. I don't know. I went too hard, friend.
That was so funny.
I went too hard. But I thank God for it. It was the best thing that ever happened to me, because I was forced out of my comfort zone, forced out of the boat. And I've been getting my legs up under me. I eventually got my legs up under me. I walk, and I've been running ever since, you know?
No.
So, but I know somebody listening, maybe they got fired. Maybe they are going to leave, you know, whatever it is. Maybe the company shut down. But I'm saying to whoever's listening, you have two examples right here of two women who believed God and it worked out. So just be encouraged. God will do it. You do have to follow it. You know, we got to listen.
You do. Because as I was telling you, it was before May that he had been telling me to leave. I think it was like January. And I was like, okay, I'll leave in February. I'll leave in March. I'll leave in. And then things at work started happening. Like, they wouldn't put me on meetings, that I was missing meetings because I didn't get notifications, you know, that I was supposed to.
It was falling apart, right?
Everything was falling apart.
It started falling apart.
And then the lady shows up at Portillo's with some, you know, I write resignation letters. Nobody asked, you know.
Yeah.
When you know, it was time. And let me say that I worked from home. I was on the bilingual team. I dealt with Canadian customers. Like, I was living my best life pre-COVID. Yeah. No forced working from home. I was working from home because it was just a good place.
Yeah, it was set up. How many years have you been a full-time entrepreneur?
Since 2018.
Yeah, look at God though. Look how far in a short amount of time you've been able to go, you know, look how far you've come basically in such a short amount of time. It really is just glory to God, and also your hard work and willingness to yield and submit, you know. And also for somebody listening, you know, I'm always trying to help somebody because we don't go through all these crazy things for nothing. Praise God. Trying to help you break free, unlock your potential and unleash your unstoppable. Yeah. I remember when I left that final contract, I remember like, oh my gosh, I was so concerned about the money. I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to, because that money was just consistent. You know what I mean? I mean, I had those other streams, but that was like my main money, you know? But you guys, you know, whoever's listening, just know that very first week, Charlotte, that I stepped out on faith and I made a list of 31. I know it sounds super biblical, like Proverbs 31, but that's all I had. I made a list of 31 women and I wrote all of their names down on a loose leaf sheet of paper that I thought would join this program that I didn't even know what it was going to be that God was telling me to start.
Wow.
And I called all of them, and some of the women I really knew kind of well, some of them I didn't know. But by the end of the day, I had made more money closing sales on the phone than I had made the entire whole year working at that school. And that's when I was like, I should have left my job or whatever. I should have done this a long time ago. And he was telling me, but it was just amazing because just stepping out on faith and believing God. Of course, I sowed a seed, right? I sowed a seed because I was learning faith at the time, going to my church, and I was learning what it meant to believe God. I sowed a seed. I believe God. And when I tell you, they were just coming in, you know, and it didn't come from where I expected either. Right. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be like the people I knew, like, you know, but it wasn't. It was like a couple people I knew, but they knew people I didn't know. And they called somebody and they called somebody. And by the end of that week, I had a full program, you know? And so again, this is the place where we talk all things faith, business, life. So I'm just encouraging you in your business, in your journey, in your career, you have to learn to do things God's way. Right. A lot of times we want his results, but we don't want to do things his way. Yeah. Right. We know his will, but what about his way? Mm-hmm. So I didn't know that his way to prospering me beyond my wildest imagination was going to be getting fired and having to start this small group across the street from my house. I didn't know, but thank God he did, because I would have never walked into my purpose.
Absolutely. And I feel the same way. And if I was still at Apple, yes, I would have a constant, income or whatever the case may be, but I wouldn't know who I was. That's one. Mm. We'll get into that in a second. And two, what I was capable of through Christ.
Amen. Right. Because you know something different now that you didn't have before.
And he had to, at least you knew, like when you left, you're like, you've always been that person, you know, you've always been very, I mean, you know,
but I would be like a go get, like a, yeah, no, go-getter. I wasn't always, I developed into this person. I was not always.
But you were far more advanced at that
point. Yeah. At that point. Yeah. Cause I had gone through a couple of other scenarios before that one.
That's exactly. And so for me, I was at the wrong place spiritually.
Yes.
And I wasn't being fed properly or the tools that I needed to be able to go further.
Forward. Yeah.
And so you take that and you, I mean, let's be real. Like for me, I was like this every time I got paid, I had
you're
no.
You're making it right. I was you're making it right.
No. You know, and so that, you know, it was difficult at the time, but I grew so much from it. I'm such a, like, stewardship is next level at this point when it comes to my finances, you know, and I'm not, I also know who my provider is because I never lacked. Even if I left, I never lacked a single thing.
Yeah. Yeah. He's good. God is good. So all of that, we just told all our business to help somebody listening right now, step out on faith and do whatever it is that God is telling you to do.
Yeah.
So let's shift gears for a minute. If you are just now tuning in and listening to the Break Free with Ashley Winston podcast, we're talking to the fabulous Charlotte A. Betts, and we're talking about marriage, motherhood, and media. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about marriage.
Okay.
So, you know, in coaching, you know, at this point, thousands of women over the last, 15, almost 20 years now, I've heard a lot of stories, right, that were framed as business stories or business concerns, business issues. But when we got down to the root of what was going on in their business, a lot of times it had to do with their relationships, you know, whether they're dating somebody or need to stop dating somebody or married to somebody or whatever. And just in my observation of watching you work as a woman of God, as an entrepreneur, I have noticed and observed how supportive your husband is. Yeah. And I just want to know, how was it always like that? Or has that been cultivated? And how do you do that? Because you are the entrepreneur. You are the one that has the up and down in a sense, right? Schedule. And you know how entrepreneurship is, right? There's ups and downs with it. He has a job that he works, right? Mm-hmm. And you all make that work. Like I'm there. I see it works. Mm-hmm. How?
How? It's true.
With the children. You know what I mean? The schedule and all that.
Mm-hmm. So that, I think this is just who my husband is. It had, and I'll tell you even, before the children, I remember moving to Chicago from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. And I had a learner's permit from Canada, right? And it wasn't transferable here. I'm going to move the story. And Trez said, we're going to go to the Forest Reserve and I'm going to teach you how to drive. And I said, oh no, you don't have to do that. You can just drive me everywhere. He says, I'm not driving you anywhere. Literally, he said, I'm not going to be driving you everywhere. You're going to learn how to drive here and you're going to figure it out. So basically, I say this to say that he has always been supportive because he saw in me what I couldn't see in myself. Right. And he's always been able to push me. And to me, being like, what do you mean? Like, you know, I don't want to do that. You're going to do it for me, because I was being driven everywhere when I lived. Well, no, I didn't have to drive anywhere, really, to be honest. But that's another story. But anyway, so he's always been the one to believe in me, always been the one to push me. I'm telling you, I am who I am because of Trez and God, obviously. But hands down, he doesn't let me, I can't explain. I just can't explain. There are no words, really. I try to make sense of it, too, because I don't come from that. So it's very foreign to me. You know what I mean? This whole thing. But yeah.
When you say this whole thing, what do you mean?
Marriage with a husband that is so loving and understanding. I didn't grow up in a house like that. Not to say that it wasn't. I just never saw it. I didn't grow up in a house like that. Like that, you know, the husband was, my father was present, but he wasn't very present. I can't really explain.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that you've had to, I guess, grow, or areas you've had to grow in, or what are some, you know, or anything you want to share about having a husband like that when you didn't have a father like that?
I had to understand that was normal and what was going on in my home was not. Because when you grow up with something like that, that's come, that is a, that comes from like a broken family, you think that it's the norm as a child because that's all you see. And so I had to be able to understand that, oh, husbands can be supportive. And not to say that my father was not supportive or anything like that. What I'm trying to say is he had a very strict demeanor. So emotions weren't being shown. I hope that makes sense, right? So the I love yous were really there and we were not really close because I think it was just how he was brought up. So he was only giving us what he knew to give us, right? But that was not normal. So basically when I moved here and I married Trez, he was just so loving. And to me, it was just, I couldn't make sense of it. But now I understand that it's a norm and I see my daughters the way they are with their father. I wasn't like that with my dad. I wasn't that close, you know? So that I had to grow and understand that that's norm and what I saw was not.
Can you please give a word of advice for the woman listening who knows that she's having difficulty in her marriage because of daddy issues on some level? I know we are saying grow, but I want to paint a picture of what does that look like? At least what did it look like for you?
Like daddy issues?
Growing to the place where you had them and you got in your marriage and you recognize, okay, I've got some daddy issues. There's you clearly something had to happen for you to even get that revelation, right? For you to even recognize, oh, I got a little something going on here. Okay. And then growing into a place to receive your husband's love at, you know, and respond to it in a healthy way.
So for me, it was like, well, why am I so angry all the time? And why is he not at the way I'm reacting? Then it must be me. It's not him. And so I prayed, and you know me, if I have something happening or I have something going on, I will.
You better believe it. You're going to figure it out.
And I'm going to, okay, God, what are we doing here? What's happening? Show me. And I'm going to wrestle with you until you show me. And when God showed me, dress is not the problem. You're the problem. I said, oh. Okay. And then I had a talk with my husband and you know, my husband, you know, Trez, yeah. He's very, very forward, but in a loving way. Mm-hmm. And I've always had a place. I'm open to correction. And if you're not open to correction, you're not, and you know, nothing's going to change. It took me a while to get that there too. That was not overnight, as Ashley knows. But be open to correction, but be willing to ask yourself too. If you have an issue with everybody, the issue might be you. And that goes beyond marriage. That goes with life.
Yeah, right. If you're the common denominator. I was talking about that earlier. I was a guest on somebody else's podcast this morning, and we were talking about mentorship, like different mentorship matters, I guess you could say. And we were talking a little bit about my book, Break Free. And in chapter two is called Locate Yourself. Mm. And you were talking about how, you know, if you're never honest with yourself about where you are now, you're never going to get to where you're trying to go because you're not being clear about where you are. How do you follow a GPS and you lied about the destination you're currently at? You're not going to be able, the directions are going to be off because you haven't even put in the location, the real location. The real one.
To everything you do, it seeps into your business, it seeps into your friendships, it seeps into your life.
I agree.
So that's why I got tired. And also I was like, well, why am I also kind of attracting people that I feel like I need to save? Mm. And then I was attracting the wrong people, not just not men, obviously, because I'm married. I'm talking about friendships too. Mm. It seeps, I'm telling you that it seeps into, and you know this, so you know, it seeps into your everyday life. And that's why you have to be accountable with yourself first.
And that's one of the things I admire most about you. You know, friendship is really about iron sharpening iron. But one of the things that I really love about you is that your willingness to course correct. Mm-hmm. I've never seen you know and articulate, hey, I'm off and just keep being off. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Some people know it. It's like, okay, I need to change or this is it. I've never heard you blame anybody else for where you are. I never have. You might feel frustrated, this or that. I've never, that you always take responsibility and ownership. And then I think in you doing that, I've just seen you be empowered to then change it and figure out what you need to do to change. And I think that it's critical. It's critical to your success. And I think that's part of one of the reasons why you are so successful is your willingness to do the inside work that we often want to run away from. Okay. Yeah. Now, thank you for being so transparent, you know.
I didn't think it was going to go there, but thank you, Ashley Winston, the Ashley Winston Show.
Well, I'm trying to get to the good stuff, because I think a lot of times we talk about the surface issues, the fluff, and we can't get free there. Because it's like shifting furniture around, but you don't clean under the couch. Mm-hmm. Hello? That's so it looks pretty, right? It looks good. The furniture is in place, but everything is dirty underneath. There's no freedom in that. It's fake freedom. It's fake. Right. So, and this is the Break Free podcast, praise God. And the Bible says the truth makes us free, and living in that truth continuously is how we stay free. So, I know we're going to close pretty soon here, but I wanted to just, talk to you about, you know, oftentimes we hear, you know, work-life balance. You got to have a work-life balance and you got to have balance. I personally don't really believe that much in balance. It's not about me today. So I'm not going to go into all of my beliefs about how I see that. People say, I got to have balance. But, you know, you being balanced all the time, even like, is not realistic like this, right?
Absolutely am not balanced all the time.
Right. But I do want to ask, okay, how or what are some of your strategies for keeping it together? Family, because I know I've watched you got to go from work to cooking dinner to you got to drive them, then you go to confetti shop. I know the girls love you. You don't know the confetti shop is where they get, what do they get, ices from there?
What are they called?
The ice,
basically.
Yes. Like slushies or whatever. Because when I call, I'm like, Miss Ashley, we went to the confetti shop. So I mean, I've watched you transition. Like you're on the phone, you're behind the camera, and then, okay, now it's confetti shop. Now it's jump rope. Somebody's on a bike. You know, now you're making fettuccine. Yeah. Maybe for laundry. This is real life. So
I like routine to a certain extent. When it comes to my home, you know, I wake up like at 3 a.m. every morning. But I do wake up pretty early to start my day.
You guys, she's not fibbing. She does wake up quite early. This prayer warrior, are you up midnight or 3 a.m.? Where's the lie?
Our threads are hilarious, but you know,
the more we do, we wake up and we pray together quite often.
That's game changing in itself. But anyway,
I was going to say, friends that stay together, pray together.
I know that's right. We need a shirt though.
Come on, Pine Size Faith, make us a shirt. Get something going.
Much like you, I don't really believe that there is such a thing as balance. I try my best. I really do. I wake up early, and for me to be able to function, I need to wake up between 5:30 and 6 at the latest, so I can actually sit quietly, because we all know that my children wake up very early.
Yeah.
So it's important for me to have that me time. And also, I just try to be prepared at home, because once my home is good, everything else falls into place. And if my home is not good, like my house, my children, my husband are not, you know, organized, nothing else works. And so some type of routine works for me very well. And so, like you said, I don't really believe in balance. That's how I try to keep it together, that way, with a routine of some sort. Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. I believe, you know, that, and having a daily routine, and then when life changes, you might have to change that routine. And I know you didn't necessarily emphasize this, but I do want to point out something I've seen you be consistent in as your friend, and that is keeping God first.
Absolutely.
You know, the Bible tells us in Matthew 6:33 to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his way of doing things, and all other things will be added, right? And also, I don't have the exact scripture for this, but I know that increase requires order.
Yeah.
Right. And so I have seen you really work at keeping God first as the priority, and at the center. I mean, of course, you're prioritizing your husband and all that. I've seen it, but I'm just saying, like, as a woman of faith, as a woman of God, I've seen you do that, and I've seen it work out in your life, and you being able to balance all of the different hats that you wear because you do it so gracefully.
Oh man, thank you so much. Cause I feel crazy sometimes inside, you know?
It's okay. That's why I wanted to have you on the podcast to talk about. I know we're kind of skipping around here. You know, if you're just listening or tuning into the Break Free podcast, we're talking with storyteller and digital content creator, Charlotte A. Betts. And we're talking about marriage, motherhood, and media. And that's why I wanted you to come on the show and spend this time with us, is because I know you have so much to share because you're living this. I watch you. You're doing it.
Thank you. Thank you, Ashley. Because again, like I said, sometimes I want to add this too, because that's something that I've done recently that I haven't always done. And thanks to you, I leave room for God to interrupt my day. Okay. And I haven't always done that. And because I was always such in control of things that I couldn't, you know, oh no, if this is not done, then this is not done. And, I would lose my mind because I was so into my routine. A routine is great, but I also now understand that sometimes God will interrupt your routine and it's okay. A few days ago, I was like, I think it was on Monday earlier this week, I had all these plans. None of them worked out. I just ended up like hanging out with my daughters all day, and it brought them so much joy. So I think, you know, as much as I believe that routines are good, especially as mothers, I think it's important to let the Lord interrupt your routine, because you don't know what your daughters are thinking. Who knows what they need in that very moment? You know what I mean? Or your children are thinking. So it's okay to, you don't even know what you need sometimes, but God knows, you know, and come to find out, I really needed to just sit down somewhere, you know, and just enjoy my family. So yes, routines are good, but when you commit your day to the Lord, he literally, as you always say, orders your step.
Yes, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in every detail of their lives, of our lives. That's so good.
Yeah,
that brings me peace. Well, I'm so glad that you were able to join us today on the Break Free with the Ashley Winston podcast.
No.
What?
Welcome to the Ashley Winston TV show. I'm telling you, you're going to have your TV show very soon. I know.
Okay, decree thing, it shall be established. Well, Spike, make sure you're ready. That phone call, because we're going to need somebody to work a camera and do something, tell a story.
We're going to write it out. We're ready.
Okay, this is so great. Any final words of inspiration or anything you want to share with our viewers? Look, I'm already saying it. Well, we do. I mean, we have video when I put it up here, but with our listeners. And also, please tell us how we can find you on social.
Yeah, I think for me, God is truly the God of the impossible. And I don't want to sound super churchy, but it's true.
We're about to open up a can of worms. We're supposed to be closing it out.
Sorry, but God is truly the God of the impossible.
Yes.
And if everything that you're not where God wants you to be, you are exactly where God wants you to be. And just think about, just sitting here and talking to you on this podcast has like made me go back and think of all the things that I've been through and all the experiences that I've had led to this very moment. I always say this to you, Ashley, like to think that we serve a God that is so big that already orchestrated this very moment between us from the womb. That is something that
deep
I'm fearful of, you know, and not a fear like of men, but just like a fear of wisdom of how big the God is.
Sure.
The God that we serve is. So God is faithful, and he is the God of the impossible. That's how I want to close. I'll just leave it at that. Just remember that. And you can find me at Charlotte A. Betts everything, Charlotte A. Betts. Instagram, Charlotte A. Betts. Twitter, Charlotte A. Betts. Facebook and Pint Size Fate, at Pint Size Fate, at Pint Size Fate. Twitter, everything is pretty much my name.
I love it. I love that order and I love it. Okay, that's great. Well, why don't you, just feeling led that you close us out in prayer?
I know exactly what I'm going to pray for. I'm going to pray that anybody that is in bondage right now, listening to this podcast where God is leading them to leave their job or just to step into the unknown, to just do it. Let us pray. Thank you so much for Ashley, the Ashley Winston in this podcast, this interview, which actually is going to honor you. We pray that everybody that has a chance to listen, hear this, is blessed. I pray specifically for the person who listened to this till the end and is in a position where they're not sure that you're walking with them. They're not sure that you're calling them to do certain things. Let this be their confirmation that it is indeed you. And I pray that you just send them a sign, right? Actually, that this is their sign to leave whatever they have been toiling about, or to leave whatever it is that they're doing that they're not supposed to be doing, or that to leave whatever you're telling them to leave, that your hand is not there anymore, so that they can have the strength and the power to do so, and letting them know that you walk with them. And we pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that if anybody that is listening to this podcast does not know you as their personal savior, I pray that they give their life to you right this second. We thank you, we glorify you, and just thank you for this moment and this time that we've had to check together. It is so, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I love it. Thank you so much, Charlotte, for being with us today. Make sure you guys go support her business. Go purchase something on pintsizefaith.com. And until next time. Thank you so much for listening to the Break Free Podcast. Be sure to share the show with somebody, and I would love to know what you thought of today's episode. You can connect with me on IG at The Ashley Winston, or you can connect with me by going to my website at theashleywinston.com. Remember, friend, to show up, tell the truth, and do the work so that you can live God's best for your life. Until next time.